On today's show, FCA is accused of equipping vehicles with emission-cheating devices. Lamborghini wants to appeal to women and families. And we have our impressions of the new Ford Fusion Sport. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for September 1st of 2016. Germany would love to catch non-German car companies cheating on diesel emissions. It sure would take some of the heat off Volkswagen, and maybe it would help preserve the Made in Germany brand image. Maybe that's why German authorities claim they found a defeat device in four Fiat models that switch off exhaust treatment systems. Italian authorities conducted their own tests and say they didn't find any wrongdoing. Now Reuters reports the German government is now asking the European Commission to investigate. Kia completely redesigned the Rio, which is its best-selling car globally. The styling came out of its studios in Germany and California. The designers wanted a car with a confident stance that looked longer and wider. So the car features straight lines and smooth surfacing. The so-called tiger nose grille is thinner and wider. Note the long hood and front overhang compared to the upright backlight and short overhang in the rear. That gives the car its well-planted stance. Inside, the instrument panel features long straight lines that make the interior look wider. The Rio makes its official debut at the Paris Auto Show later this month. Ford started selling the Mustang in China last year, and while the company does not break out sales of individual models in China, it must be doing relatively well. We say that because now General Motors will start selling the Chevrolet Camaro in China. When we interviewed Ed Welburn, the former head of design for GM, he told us the Camaro has a strong following in China, thanks to its prominent role in the Transformer movies. In fact, he told us most people in China call it Bumblebee, which is the name of the Transformer character that can transform itself into a Camaro. One way to make an engine put out more power is to inject water into the combustion chamber. And we'll have more on that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours later today. We're going to get all mic'd up with Mike Martinez and Mike Wayland, the automotive reporters from the Detroit News. We're going to have a freewheeling conversation, so join John and Gary for some of the best insights of what's going on in the automotive industry. Okay, now some of the latest technology developed by suppliers. You know, injecting water into a combustion chamber to lower heat and pressure is nothing new. Hot rodders have been doing it for years. BMW was the first to incorporate it into a production vehicle with the M4 GTS, and now we may see water injection going into mass production. Bosch will offer the technology to other automakers, and we could see it as soon as 2019. The supplier says its system can increase power by 5% and fuel economy by as much as 13%. As of right now, Bosch's water injection system works best with engines that make more than 107 horsepower per liter, so that obviously limits the number of applications. Is this the end of the world as we know it? Lamborghini wants to soften its image and appeal to women and families. That sounds like sacrilege. Last year, the company sold just over 3,200 vehicles worldwide, but only 5% of those customers were female. It wants to change that when its upcoming CUV called the Urus hits the market in 2018. CEO Stefano Domenicali told Bloomberg, quote, "A bull is always aggressive, but I would like to give us a new philosophy towards the future. A bull can be gentle." And the bull he's referring to, of course, is the one on its logo. He also revealed that the Urus will double the company's annual production. So it's clear what Lambo wants to do, boost sales and profits, just like Porsche did when it started building SUVs. But it sure is a shock to say Lamborghini and family car in the same sentence. You know, why in the world would Ford put a ton of power in a family sedan? Well, that's coming up next.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's eSystems, leaders in power and data management.
We've highlighted the new Fusion Sport's 325 horsepower and 380 pound-feet of torque, but you might wonder why Ford brought a vehicle like this to market. Well, here's Wade Jackson, the Fusion's marketing manager, to explain why and what makes the Sport unique.
So the reason we're bringing the 2017 Fusion V6 Sport to market is it's just based purely on customer feedback that we received when we were doing research on the vehicle and the development process. And the number one unmet need that midsize sedan owners told us was they wanted a performance vehicle. They didn't want an engine upgrade. They wanted a true performance car. So that included the engine upgrade, but really fun driving dynamics. And the 2017 Fusion really delivers on that. So what's great about the Fusion V6 Sport is that it builds on what's made Fusion so successful, and that's an excellent exterior design, and then enhancing that with a unique grille, as well as unique 19-inch wheels, and a unique quad-tipped exhaust in the back there. But it doesn't stop there. We've taken that uniqueness and extended it inside the car, where we've got a dark gray interior with leather-wrapped steering wheel and a lot of other design characteristics. And all of that really builds on an exceptional tech story. So it's about being able to have this really fun, exciting vehicle to drive, while at the same time having all of the other things that make Fusion great, like the design and tech. So we're really excited to be able to bring it to market, and we think the customers are going to love it.
And you know what? I think Wade's right. Customers that purchase one will love the Fusion Sport. And I say that because the car delivers exactly what you're expecting, and then some. The power is more than adequate and easy to control. And while Fusion Sport does handle like a heavy sedan, it's not all that bad and a definite step up from the base car. The first real surprise came in the form of a nice baritone exhaust note from inside the vehicle. While noise cancellation technology does enhance engine sounds in sport mode, it's still pretty darn good out of sport mode. The second surprise is just how quiet this car is. With an acoustic windshield and front side windows and noise cancellation, the car easily blocks out road noise and makes conversation pleasant. All of these added features obviously bumps up the price. The 2017 Fusion Sport starts a little under $33,500 and tops out around $41,000. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thank you for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.